If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I had said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
Alrighty then, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I am your humble host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from Sports Byline USA, based in San Francisco, and emanating broadcasting all over this great land of ours, this great land of Bulgaria. Now, see the shining sea, also up into Canada and Mexico. Where are you at? Let's talk some video games. Now, this is the only hour all week we let you talk about video games, or us, I should say. And it's not just sports video games, despite being on all these sports talk networks I'm on right now. So get in and get heard. 1-800-878-PLAY. Questions, comments, concerns. Neophytes, hardcore gamers. 1-800-878-PLAY. Play is 7529. Get it? It wasn't serendipitous. We planned it. I am not just on sportsbyline.com. I stream through the website, sportsbyline.com. I think I just said that. Any emails, rick@sportsbyline.com. And you can use that to win the game. I'll give away a brand new game at 40 after the hour, so just over a half hour. And also, the cheat code at the end of the show, if you have an older game, you want me to dig deep and get a cheat code for you, send those to rick@sportsbyline.com. Also, not on that network as well, but on SB Nation Live. Go to sbnationlive.com. And SiriusXM. Where are my truckers at? White Line Fever, Breaker Breaker 19. We got the Smokey the Bear going after our brown paper bags. Do you remember CB radios? No? Dealer? Just me? But, yes, SiriusXM 211 in progress. The Dan Patrick Channel. Great to have you with us. And great to have the troops listening both home and abroad on American Forces Radio Network. Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force. You're all doing a great job. And hope to stay soon. Hope to see you home soon and stay safe, but you can stay soon as well if you like. But you're doing a fantastic job. We're proud of you. We're on the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app, and on your TV sets in 35 million homes. CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel, tuning your cable provider 24/7. If you want to tweet at me, it's at Rick Tittle as I enunciate my T's. We have now about 51 minutes left in Video Game Review, so we'll take a quick break and we'll get at it right here.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Are you kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
Hold on. So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from Upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your Upside cash, just transfer it to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill up. That's code GAS11. Use code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill up. Cashback's not available in gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. I get into the hard-hitting stuff sometimes. Yeah, that's right. There was an article today in the New York Times about Russian propaganda spreading into the world's video games. You know, a lot of times, you know, it used to be you would just watch the news. Now you can watch conservative news or liberal news. It's not just news anymore. You can basically hear whatever you want to hear. But in Minecraft, which of course is owned by Microsoft, Russian players reenacted the battle for Soledar. It's a city in the Ukraine that the Russian forces captured back in January, and they posted a video of the game on VKontakte, which is, I'm sure I'm saying that wrong, but that is Russia's most popular social media network. And a channel on the Russian version of World of Tanks, of which I've had the World of Tanks people on the show many times over the years, World of Ships, World of Planes, commemorated the World of Tanks commemorated the 78th anniversary of the defeat of Nazi Germany in May with a recreation of the Soviet Union's parade of tanks in Moscow in 1945 on Roblox. A user created an array of interior ministry forces in June to celebrate the national holiday, Russia Day. And these games and discussion sites like Discord and also on Steam are becoming online platforms for Russian agitprop circulating to younger audiences in a torrent of propaganda that the Kremlin is trying to use to justify the war in Ukraine. And so in this virtual world, players have adopted the letter Z, the symbol of the Russian troops who invaded last year, and you know, the territorial claims like they had in Crimea before that, and Putin called the Ukrainians Nazis and blamed the West. This is a video game show, so I don't want to get, you know, too deep into this. But Glory to Russia declared a video tutorial on how to construct a flagpole with a Russian flag on Minecraft. And Tanya Becker, a researcher for a cybersecurity company, identified several examples of Russian propaganda in Minecraft for the New York Times. She said the gaming world is really a platform that can impact public opinion to reach an audience, especially younger populations. So Microsoft's president, Brad Smith, he said in the spring that Microsoft security teams had identified a lot of Russian efforts basically trying to penetrate some of those gaming communities, citing examples in Minecraft and in Discord discussion groups. He said that Microsoft had advised governments, which he did not name, about them, but he played down their significance. He said, in truth, it's not the number one thing we should worry about. They're going to publish information somewhere. You know, it just so happens to be a good place for them to get the information into circulation. So the head of Microsoft's threat analysis team, a guy who's named Clint Watts, he said that the Vakna, or as you know them, the Wagner Group, of course, who almost attacked, they did kind of attack Moscow there for a second. They were promoting what they called malign narratives to support the Kremlin view as well. He said the propaganda mainly seeks to make Wagner and the Russian military look cool and menacing. So this is, whenever something like this comes out in the New York Times, it's going to be a big headline, and it's also a way for people who aren't listening to just denigrate video games and think that somehow it's the fault of video games. But no matter what the cause, whether you are have a criminal invasion of a sovereign state, which most people in the West believe this is, the country that's perpetrating it, the forces which made that decision are going to back it and make themselves into heroic figures, right? Justifiable figures as well. And this really shouldn't be any surprise. And, you know, the armed forces in the United States openly admitted recruiting on Call of Duty and some other games as well. If you talk about the reach that you can get, is pretty amazing. But I remember last month there were some celebrities and musicians and government officials in Russia that stage a concert on Minecraft celebrating Russia Day. And one of the officials, Ekaterina Muzulina, is a member of the Civic Chamber, which is the head of Russia's Internet Safety League, and is a ally of Mr. Putin's, was part of it. But my response to all these headlines out of the New York Times is just, what did you expect? You know, it doesn't justify it. It doesn't, I mean, I'm sure people listening are, you're on that side. I wouldn't think many, but whatever. It's a free country. You can think whatever you want. I don't care what you think. But I think most of us regard this as they said, a criminal invasion of a sovereign state. But on the other hand, when you're going to be doing propaganda, you're going to try to find it in any which way we can. And what do we watch nowadays? You know, there are all sorts of things, though. AI experts saying AI is going to take over the world, and TikTok is Red China spying on us, and just all these doom and gloom stories. But in the wake of that invasion of Ukraine by Russia in February 2022, Microsoft announced that it would suspend the sale of products to Russia to comply with those sanctions that was imposed by the U.S. and most of Europe. But Russia still has found ways to use games and game sites like this. And, you know, it wasn't that long ago that I interviewed a Ukrainian gaming company from Kyiv, and they were still working. You know, not everyone is on the front lines. They were still making video games. So Artem Seresiak, the head of Molfar, it's a Ukrainian consultancy company that analyzes online threats, said Russia propaganda is trying new things to promote its regime. So Minecraft, I mean, what are you going to do? Can they... Microsoft block these things? Can Wargaming Group, the people that do World of Tanks, they're actually a Cypriot company in the Med. And, you know, and by the way, not too many video game companies in Cyprus. Are they in Limassol? I don't know. But remember one year Tottenham played like three different Cypriot teams in Europe. But, you know, World of Warships has a deal with Lesta Studio. That's a subsidiary in St. Petersburg. So they can run it out of those servers right there. So just to trying to give you a little bit of what the headline means. And it's not an all-out inundation, whereas you turn on any video game and all you're going to see is Kremlin propaganda. But as I said, it's to be expected. People will use whatever, I hate to use the word narrative, it's overused, but whatever narrative they have to the best of their ability to make themselves look correct is what I'm trying to say. And it's not the fault of video games, you video game haters, Ted Cruz out there. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. Come on back on Sports Byline.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Email address, rick@sportsbyline.com. The email here from Jerry, and Jerry says, Rick, you were talking about Russia. Doesn't China have a big crackdown on their games? Thank you for the email, rick@sportsbyline.com. You're correct, they did. In 2021 and 2022, they went almost a year by saying no new games. And the industry over there, they lost like more than $6 billion because they were afraid of a video game addiction. And they thought that their youth was being poisoned by video games. Even though year after year, and I would say it if it was true, but year after year, I read these studies, I talk about them on this show, of empirical evidence from scientists doing research with huge focus groups saying that people who play video games, children who play video games, develop better cognitive skills, get better grades, are more socially adept. That's right, more socially adept, and have better hand-eye coordination, and get better jobs, and are happier people. Now, there's, of course, there's going to be exceptions to it, and everything in moderation. If you played video games 24 hours a day, that's insane. Like if you did anything 24 hours a day, or like green beans are good for you, but if you ate green beans nonstop the entire time you were awake and ate 12 pounds of green beans a day, you'd probably turn green, Willy Wonka. So yes, they had a very sluggish global gaming market there for a while, and Tencent and NetEase and these companies took a hit. Well, they've been introducing this year about 90 games a month. And so they're approaching 1,000 games. And in 2022, they only had a few hundred. And as I said, for a while there, they completely shut down the industry just saying no new games. And so, yes. Thank you for the email, rick@sportsbyline.com. China did have a giant crackdown, and now they're, I think they realized. I'm not saying it's like prohibition. Alcohol, we don't want everybody drunk. Why don't we just outlaw alcohol? Sounds like a good idea. Is it? Make crime go up tenfold? I don't know if it was that much. Also, this weekend, thanks to ExileCon 2023, we learned a lot of new things about Path of Exile 2. We got to see some new footage as well. This just came out yesterday because the devs have released a new trailer for the sequel. Pretty long gameplay video as well. It's almost a half hour long. It's on YouTube, and you can check it out. Just look at ExileCon 2023 Path of Exile 2. And they have changed a few things. The developers announced the game will no longer just be an expansion to the first part. They're saying installments are independent and separate games with a unique gameplay balance. And that, for me, is always a little bit good news, because if you like that game, you'll probably like the next one. And if you want the story to continue, you might think, oh, that sucks, but I'll still buy it because I'll have a new story. right? But I think a lot of people, they go Path of Exile 2, and you're like, well, I never played Path of Exile, so it's too late for me. I don't want to get into that now. I don't want to go back and buy the other game to get ready for this. It's like I was talking to someone when I asked them if they were going to see the new Indiana Jones movie, and they're like, well, I haven't seen the other ones. And I'm like, are you from Russia? What do you mean you? Like, well, I got to see the other ones first. I'm like, you don't really. You don't. I think you'd still have a good time. But players will still have access to the first Path of Exile even after this release. And remember, that's good. What did we hear? 13-14% of every video game before 20 years ago is now extinct and cannot be played. I think what it is, it's not that they cannot be played. I can go play games on my NES right now. It's just that they're not being sold. And if they had a server supporting online play, multiplayer, something like that, that's not operating anymore. I'll never forget, though, the very first Xbox, when they were going to pull the plug on the first Halo server, someone found that as long as you were playing Halo and didn't turn off your Xbox, you could keep playing forever, unless there was a power outage in your house. And they turned off the server, but these players were still able to play multiplayer without the server. It was an interesting thing, and people are like, whatever you do, don't play any other game, and don't turn off your Xbox. And after a while, that became pretty untenable. But it lasted for a while that way. I don't know. Is somebody still out there with their Xbox turned on for 10 years straight? What will be common to the purchases made by players in Path of Exile 2 is everything will be usable in both games, which I think is pretty cool. I like those cross cooperatives. I always liked it when I thought about, you know, backwards compatibility, because you get all these games for the PlayStation, the PlayStation 2 comes out, and it's like, can you play the older games? No. Well, then I'm not interested. You're not? No. It's only recently when you get to the PS5 and it's like, can you play PS4 games? And I'm like, of course not. The one thing, by the way, as an aside, that is superior to the PS4 that the PS5 doesn't have, I mentioned this before, is the external hard drive. So my PS4, my internal hard disk drive, HDD, got filled. I got a recommended 1 terabyte external hard drive, connected it, and then when I play whatever game I call up, it just reads it directly off the external hard drive if it's on that. Now with the PS5, you can put games on an external hard drive for storage only. It won't play off it. You have to delete something if you have no room on your SSD, transfer it back, and then play it. That's really lame. Why do we go backwards? Right? It's like the next car that comes out, no airbags. Why? Well, the old cars had airbags. Yeah, but aren't those good? Are they? I guess so. There will be, in Path of Exile 2, 12 character classes. 6 from the first one and 6 from the new one. But listen to this. This is good. There will be more than 100 new bosses. Oh, no. 100 unique environments. More than 600 monsters. And 1,500 passive and 240 active abilities. Wow. And bosses give me anxiety. Not in real life, but in video games. Because they're usually 50 feet tall, and they come out and they just start dominating you, and it takes you about, I don't know, 5 or 6 times to say, oh, when he does that, then I can do this. I think I know a way to beat them. Some people love that. I would rather just play the game and have the door open and bypass the boss. But the sequel will have a completely revamped gem system. It used to be known. It's still a gem system, but there'll also be unknown weapon types that will be coming in. 6-player co-op. And Path of Exile 2, 6-act long story campaign, which will begin 2 decades after Kitava's death. Rick, you gave it away. I'm sorry. And all character classes will be able to perform roles. that's something that I learned in the new Diablo game, that I thought that I chose my character wrong because I just chose the big melee dude, whatever he was called. And then I found out my buddy's playing as a mage. He's got all these amazing spells, and he's just as much kicking butt with the melee stuff too. I'm like, oh, I could have came in here clubbing and hitting everybody with swords and had all these awesome. He has this thing where he has three guys that fight with him at all times. And it's not like dog meat in, in Fallout. Did you ever get dog meat in Fallout, the German Shepherd? As soon as I got him, he ran at a super mutant and was killed. Like, now what do I do? I think my favorite ever character that would fight alongside you and someone could pick up the controller, it was genius, on the N64 with Jet Force Gemini. It was called Floyd. It was this little robot that would fly above you and shoot things. And if someone walked up locally, picked up the other controller, they could control Floyd. Why? See, once again, groundbreaking. How many games have done that since? I'll wait. I'll be waiting a long time. But anyway, more than 600 monsters. So if you're like, this sucks, there's no variety, well, you're not going to be able to say that. You can say it stinks if you don't like it, but you're not going to say there's no variety because there's going to be variety up the kazoo. All right, when we come back, I'm going to be giving away a brand new game. I'll also let you know what's new this week on shelves coming out as well. I am Rick Tuttle, and this is the Video Game Review.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8 Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Are you looking to sell your house? Call 1-800-SELL-FAST to request a free all-cash offer. We can buy your house in days,
and you don't even have to clean or fix anything.
There are no commissions or closing costs, no agents, no open houses,
and no banks to deal with.
Call 1-800-SELL-FAST or visit sellfast.com to request your cash offer. There's no obligation. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST. That's 1-800-735-5327. Or visit sellfast.com to get your free cash offer. SellFast is a home buyer referral service. Each office independently owned and operated.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
The Video Game Review.
Rise with your gaming.
All right, thank you for that. It is 40 after the hour. That's the time I give away a brand new game, and this one is brand spanking new. Just came out 2 days ago, and this is on the Nintendo Switch, rated E for everyone. It's Disney Illusion Island, and it is developed by Diala Studios and published by Disney Interactive Studios. Here's the blurb. Quote, join Mickey and friends on a quest to save a mysterious world from disaster in the 1-4-player co-op adventure platformer Disney Illusion Island. You'll navigate as Mickey, Minnie, Donald, and Goofy through a handcrafted world. And the Mickey is kind of now I'm not a Disneyana expert, but it's kind of an old-fashioned, almost like little Steamboat Willie type looking, but it is in color. It's, or maybe an Animaniacs is more, I don't know, but it is a platformer. I like platformers. I know a lot of people think platformers are things of the past or they're a tired old thing, but I mean, some of the greatest games of all time are platformers, from Super Mario Brothers, Sonic, what have you. Remember Klonoa? I really like that one too. Anyway, here's my question. Mickey Mouse, is he associated with Disney or Magic Mountain? Rick, didn't you just say, yes, I did. The game is Disney Illusion Island for the Nintendo Switch. Second correct answer, rick@sportsbyline.com wins the game. Is Mickey Mouse connected with Disney or Magic Mountain? Just let me know, and we'll get that to you. All right, some other things that we found out last week. In Star Wars Outlaws, in addition to some huge planets, we're also going to visit some familiar places and see some familiar faces, mostly Tatooine and Jabba the Hutt, we're going to see as well. That was something that came out of San Diego Comic-Con, and I know that Comic-Cons are hard with the writers and SAG strikes, and a lot of people don't know what they can or can't do. Like, I've heard people who have pods who are in SAG, you can still do your own pod, but you can't be a guest on somebody else's pod. I don't know what the laws are. But when you look at Outlaws, Julian Garrity, the game director, he was speaking with IGN, and he admitted that the appearance of Toshara is inspired by an East African savanna. The planet itself was designed to be traversed on those speeders. The Star Wars, you know, sort of the Sea-Doo of the land, the motorcycle that floats. But Lucasfilm senior creator director Matt Martin said that the planets in the game were created based on the so-called 80-20 system, which means sculpting locations 80% resembling real places on Earth, and then filling in the remaining 20% with fantastic elements consistent with the spirit of Star Wars. So, as I said, Outlaws will feature a character well known in Jabba the Hutt. And Jabba will not just be a curiosity or an Easter egg. Jabba will be an esteemed persona with whom Kay, who is the main protagonist in this game, will be able to team up with if you want. And if that wasn't enough, players will at some point get the opportunity to betray Jabba the Hutt, which will have consequences as well. The thing about Star Wars Outlaws that we don't know is when it's coming out next year. We know next year. We know PS5, Xbox Series X and S and PC. We just don't know when in 2024 we're going to get it. But Garrity also said, we start off with a biome, in this case, Southeast African biomes as an inspiration. Then you put a twist on it to make it feel a little bit alien. If you can think of the first shots, maybe not the first shots, but the first shots of Tatooine, beautiful, recognizable architecture, but two suns. For us, it's having this huge mountain and carved it into the amberine of the mountain. The crystalline substance is a city, and these outcroppings of orange, very reflective material. That's what brings the really alien nature to it. Familiar, but fresh. So, he also said, if you close your eyes and you give people a choice to go anywhere in Tatooine, Mos Eisley, and specifically one watering hole in Mos Eisley. The opportunity is that you can see all the nooks and crannies. You can see all the things that are informed by the Lucasfilm archives. The concept of virtual tourism is important to us. If you've ever wandered the distances from the moisture farms to the cantina, we have an experience for you. That's exciting, isn't it, Bueller? Anyone, Bueller? I think that's pretty exciting to have that. And I'm excited to get my hands on it as well. We also had coming out last week, it was about 4 days ago, really, the game F1 Manager 2023. The graphics are amazing. But F1 Manager 2023 takes all the excitement of a race weekend and then shifts it behind the pit wall. And if you're a fan of Codemaster F1 games, you know how stressful the turn light is on some of these street circuits. And I can't tell you how many times qualifying laps have been ruined by a light touch of the wall in Monaco. By the way, as an aside, I got to see an F1 race in Monaco one time when I was 14. It's pretty cool. But in F1, your job is to tell the driver, watch your tires, your fuel consumption, about a dozen other metrics, and not just one F1 car, but two. And there were some minor mistakes from the debut of this game last series, but it's probably pretty compelling. And you think about games like soccer and baseball where you can just get into the GM part of it. And to me, they say manager, to me this is sort of like pit boss, but whatever you want. As you learn this, there's a new scenario mode called Race Replay. Race Replay features both full race replays and team-specific objectives for each track, which you can use as well. And this game, I think, really genuinely wants to teach the value of confident decision-making and how crucial it is. And you just, it's an addictive game. By the way, there's a scenario at the brand new Las Vegas Grand Prix if you're itching to see how it drives. Someone told me, by the way, maybe you, those of you listening on KSHP Vegas, 1100 AM, someone said that the F1 race in Vegas is going to bring in more money than the Super Bowl. I find that hard to believe, but then again, somebody said that the Taylor Swift concerts out here in the Bay Area brought in more money than the Super Bowl, so I don't know. You tell me. But you can decide how detail-oriented you want to be, and if you're in the Red Bull team, you're flush with cash, and you get a lot more cash, and you can even automate an entire weekend, and they'll do fine. But if you're at the other end of the paddock, and you have a team like AlphaTauri, good drivers, but lousy cars, that means you got to scrap and claw every weekend just to make it out of the first qualifying season. And it's a wide spectrum that makes F1 Manager stand out. Even if you manage to have a perfect relationship with your board and amass millions thanks to your sponsors, you do have a cost cap. The cost cap is a rule that's been put into place so the teams just can't dump all these billions of dollars into their racing teams. It's supposed to promote fairness, obviously. But the top dogs like Red Bull and Mercedes, all they have to do is just not burn through car parts. That means you have to always look at how you're making your decisions. You want to save money now and upgrade, but that might cost you three races down the line. In other words, folks, strategy. But it also tries to keep the authenticity intact by adding some new tracks, as I mentioned, and it goes a step further by including not just F2 drivers, but F3. Now, that said, these feeder categories were available in the last game, but it gets a little more fleshed out this time. And once a race gets going, you have the ability to look at six different onboard cameras at low speed and a seventh camera that zooms all the way out and shows the entire track. And you can speed it up to go 2 times. You can even speed it up to go 16 times. But be careful about using that first-person camera in 2 times speed. You will barf. It can be, let's just say, it can be a little bit nauseating, as you might imagine. All right, let's take a look. And I should say this is a really good game, though. I really liked it. Once again, F1 Manager 2023. Let's take a look at the new games coming out this week. Barony, a roguelike for the Switch. Boyhood's End, an adventure early access on the PC. En Garde, a action adventure indie on the PC. Rebellion Corporation, indie strategy on the PC. Oceanhorn 2, Knights of the Lost Realm. PS5, XNS, PC. Thronefall, action strategy game for the PC. Baldur's Gate 3, whoa. Here it is. The PS5, the PC, and the Mac. Flutter Away, an adventure casual game for the Switch and the PC. Tiny Thor, action adventure indie platformer puzzle game on the Switch. Sklash, S-C-L-A-S-S-H, Sklash, action game on the 5, the 4, the X and the S, the PC, the Switch, and the 1. All the big boy systems, as I like to call it. Hammer of Virtue, an action game on the PC. Atlas Fallen, the 5, the Xbox X and S, Series S, and the PC. Pups and Purrs, Pet Shop, simulation virtual pet on the Switch. Sengoku Dynasty, RPG simulation on the PC. Stray, you remember Stray. It's a PS5, PS4 exclusive. Well, now Microsoft, you can get it on the X and the S and the 1. Stray Gods, nothing to do with cats. The role-playing musical and adventure game on the PC. Everspace 2, an action flight shooter on the PS5 and the Xbox Series X and S. Moving Out 2, an action game on all the big boy systems. City of Murals, an action platformer roguelike as well. All right, we'll take a quick break and we'll get to the cheat code. If you have a request, send those to rick@sportsbyline.com and we will come on back right here on the Video Game Review.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. That's 800-390-5160.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
The Video Game Review.
Hey, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, closing out things in our customary fashion. With the cheat code, send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. This one's from Mark. He said, Rick, how do I get max power team in baseball stars? This brought a big smile to my face. Big smile. Baseball star is one of the greatest games of all time when it comes to 8-bit baseball. I can still hear the music. The little Pete Rose guy. Oh, the graphics. The graphics in that game, so good. Did I mention I love Baseball Stars? I feel like playing Baseball Stars right now. That's why you play games, because they're fun. This was as fun as it gets, for sure. All right. To get the max power team, legendary, and this is a classic code, go to the create team option, right? Press down right, left down right, and up. Okay, that's what you have to do first. Once again, create team option and press down right, left down right, up. You'll see a message saying, when isn't it? That's what it'll say. When isn't it? Go in, change the message to when it is. Once again, the message will say, when isn't it? You'll change it to when it is, and you will have the max power team, and you will dominate. It's one of the more creative Easter eggs when you think about it. And this was, what, 1988, 89? It's an interactive code. I say Easter egg. It's an Easter egg type cheat code. And as I said, very interesting the way they did that. But yes, have fun with that. You can email me throughout the week, rick@sportsbyline.com. Otherwise, I will see you next time on the Video Game Review.